We're doing stories of the Talmud, Gadot HaTalmud, and we're holding in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara tells us that there are different levels on which a person can live. And when a person is on a very high level, so he could work with the emunah that Hashem is granting him what he needs for today, and he'll spend what he needs to, and tomorrow God will send tomorrow's panasah. We're not on that level today, but the Gemara tells us of someone who was on that level, Reish Lakish. You know, Reish Lakish was a big Talmid Chacham. He started off his life learning, and then he went off the derech, he became a bandit. And then Rabbi Yochanan seduced him to come back to learning Torah, and when he saw Rabbi Yochanan's beauty, he leaped across a river, and he turned to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hey, boy, what might? Your beauty fit, your might fits in Torah. Chel cholo raisa, your strength should be in Torah." And he turns around and he sees this good-looking Rav Yochanan and he says, "V'yafyutach l'nashaya, and your beauty should be on a woman." So Rav Yochanan says, "Well, I have a sister who's more beautiful than me. If you come learn Torah, I'll convince her to marry you." And Reish Lakish agrees. And Reish Lakish became the great Reish Lakish, who was Rav Yochanan's counterpart. So Reish Lakish attained the level that he was such a Yirei Shemayim, he was on such a level with his emunah that he used to spend every day, he used to spend his wages. He had a small earning, and whatever he made each day he'd spend. He never saved money for tomorrow, because on his level he didn't need to. On our level, that would be terrible. On his level, that was right. So his daughter asked him at one point, "Don't you want to save a little bit? If you save some money, you'll be able to buy yourself a pillow. You'll be able to buy yourself a bed." And he said, "I don't need that. I need the food, I'm fine." And he was so careful with his money that the Gemara tells us that at the end of his life, he was told that he had a certain amount of charkom. I don't know what spice that is. Maybe that's cardamom. I'm not sure. He had a certain spice that he had some left over that he couldn't finish. He can't just eat a spice. So he's lying there on his deathbed and they tell him, "You have a little bit of this spice left in the closet." So he said to himself the verse, "Yachad ksil vaval yovedu." The fool, the one who really knows nothing, they all die together. "Vazvu lachrim chilam." And they leave over their wealth to all the other people. They spend their lives working when someone else is going to inherit it. What are they working for their whole life? What did he leave over? The Gemara is telling us how far it went. He's lying on his deathbed, and they're telling him, "You have a little bit of spice left." And he says about himself, "Vazvu lachirim chilam." Whoa, I guess I worked a little bit too hard in life. I'm leaving over something for the next generation. So on his level, it was true. He was utilizing every second, and he felt bad. Then what did I work for to make the money for that spice? I should have learned during that time. Yeah. I don't think so.